Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number two. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com for all your banking needs. They got you covered. It's the official credit union of Three and Out. Use them personally for tons of stuff. Personal banking, business banking, refinance the mortgage, car loan, jumpstart savings account for the kids. It's a great time at the ballpark yesterday. Houston, you're right.
Yeah, how was the environment?
It was good. It was really good.
Family-friendly park?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The crowd was into it. The legends, you know.
Who's that troll that was upset? It's like, the student section's too close to the camera and we can hear profanities.
I mean...
Well, the legends swear that they do not endorse profanity, but that some people... You know, get in there and, you know, and say whatever they want, and yeah, then they get told to exit.
There was more profanity coming from a guy, just like a much older adult behind us. That, well, I mean, really, there's just one time where he kind of lost his mind about something, and then he apologized to us because we had kids there. So that was nice. I mean, people that sat around us were kind of just talking and became friends throughout the game, and then. You know, it was, we were ninth row, next section over from the Legends, a little further down the first baseline. And, I don't know. I mean, all the stuff they were yelling in unison was clean. Not once did I have to, like, go, ooh, wish my kid hadn't heard that or anything.
Right.
I thought they were fine. Oh, the other thing was, there's so many open container violations. That's what the people were saying on Twitter from other fan bases, like, yeah, you mean the alcohol they sell in the stadium where you show your ID to buy it and then you know, like right up there and then you walk down and then you drink it? Like, that's not
a thing.
Open container. That's called legal consumption of alcohol. Yeah. I don't know. There was some Auburn fan. There was a Vandy fan. There was a Tennessee fan that kept tweeting at Dondi Plowman about how people weren't wearing their mask.
Outside.
Right.
In their little groups.
It's like, go get vaccinated, bro. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I would assume a lot of people are. Shouts out to the usher lady who let my wife know that kids 12 and under don't have to wear a mask. Not even to walk into the gate.
Oh, is that the new thing where it's kind of like if you go to... I remember these times where I would be around that age and we'd be going, and it was like the kids menu, like kids under 12 eat free. And so, like, even granted, I was always eating more, but like my sister, like even when she got to a certain age, my dad was just like, "All right, you're still 12. Just remember that, you know."
Well, yeah, you don't have an ID. As long as you look young, you can prove it.
Yeah, it's rough on my daughter. She's actually kind of tall.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
still not 12. But anyway, I don't know. It was that was just to get into the game, because this nice lady there at the gate was seeing us kind of fumbling around trying to get our son's mask out and get.
And she
it
just
on.
Said, "Don't worry about it."
She was like, "Hey, yeah." She walked over and said it very quietly. She's like, "I don't like to advertise that necessarily, but I could tell you, you know."
Good for her.
That was a long line of people just waiting to get their will call tickets.
I heard a lot of people got turned away too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, demand is high. Supply, meh. Need that bigger stadium. Let's do it. Danny.
Yeah, they need to get rid of the whole, like, picnic area down there.
No, you have to say, "Danny, we need to downsize."
Third baseline.
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah. So he's going to look, "Downsize, psh, go bigger, all right?" Danny White.
My toe stinks. Man, the stadium is too big. And they take too much money.
Which game was he on? Was that Friday when they interviewed Danny White?
Oh, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
No.
Yeah, they had it. They interviewed him.
Was it late in the game?
I don't remember.
Man, I've watched all the games. They had him on?
They interviewed him. Yeah.
How'd it go?
Well, it's fine.
All right. Just, I don't recall.
Did they have Greg Sankey on at all?
No.
Talk swimming and diving?
No, Greg Sankey that I remember. New polls out. Arkansas's 1, Vanderbilt's 2, Texas 3.
Hmm.
Mississippi State's 4, Texas Tech's 5, Tennessee now 6. Oh, this is D1 baseball. I don't know. There's a million different ones.
Yeah. We'll see what the coach poll says when
then,
it comes out.
Other SEC teams, South Carolina, Ole Miss. Where's Mississippi State? Did I say them? They're 4th. I said them, right? Maybe not. Anyway, there you go. So, I mean, you want to make sure you're kind of a consensus top 8. I mean, that's key. That would be really, I mean, I would almost think impossible for the selection committee not to give you a regional, and then hopefully,
yeah, as long as they don't use political
going to that ramp
posturing to take it away from us.
Here's some responses from Twitter. Captain Touchback, we were talking about the sack bunts calls. Captain Touchback didn't like the one, I think that was yesterday, because it says two batters before the sack bunt have walked, he let the pitcher off the hook by giving him an out. Also, it was very early in the game. And Chris weighed in on your Tim Corbin questions about what do you really mean by that. Chris tweets in, I think he's frustrated that the mayor in Nashville still keeps the handcuffs on its citizens. They're the best team in the SEC, and no fans are allowed at their games.
I mean, that's Vanderbilt. Everything but that one line made it sound exactly like that. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, if they can do this, like, surely we can get something. Yep. But the COVID does not exist. And not, that was just, I don't know.
Kind of sounded weird. Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Again, I've kind of always been a Tim Corbin fan. Obviously, he's a great coach. But that one just hit me a little funny. Like, you can kind of take it however you want. Like, if you're a Vanderbilt fan trying to dunk on Tennessee for having fans at the game, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a Vanderbilt fan who wants fans to be able to watch that baseball team, you could take it that way.
Well, the Tennessee football team had their last scrimmage outside of, you know, the orange and white game.
Oh, wow.
You call that a scrimmage.
Come on, Davey. We don't talk about it that much.
I'm not upset.
What?
Oh, wow.
I say that for a lot of things, good and bad.
Mm.
Some good, some bad.
Are you ready for the orange and white game?
I'm ready.
It's this Saturday, Chris.
It's this Saturday.
I'm sure you're going to be able to really sit down in front of the TV and just soak it all
maybe
in.
Be in the stadium.
I'll get to watch most of it. Maybe. I'll definitely record it.
Maybe come hang out with everyone.
Maybe. Is it? It's free, right?
Yes.
And it starts at
4.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll probably get to watch most of it.
Mm.
Should be done fishing by about then. Maybe a little earlier.
Well, if you fish, we'll lose it, so make sure you're
Well, done. We're going to lose it and win it.
I don't know. Has there been any football news since Friday? Nothing really, right?
Well, they put out episode 3 of The Juice.
Yeah, how was it?
I watched a little bit of it this morning. I didn't have time to watch the whole thing. It's about the support staff, student managers, equipment guys.
Is the acting better?
I don't think they act. I think it's just like they talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reality thing. It's
supposed to be the real deal.
Cameras on, you're acting.
Hmm. Interesting. Tennessee did pick up a commitment from a preferred walk-on punter.
Hell yeah.
Punter U.
Flip back to us or something? Or was that?
Daniel Bethel was committed to Ole Miss for 6 months, and he changed his mind.
Take that, Lane.
Davey asked me this earlier. Yes, Davey, he is from Anderson County High School.
All right.
Right down the road.
Right in their backyard.
Yeah, take that.
Secure the border.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Flipmas Lane just getting punked by Josh Heupel. Only a month and a couple weeks from in-person recruiting opening back up. Mm-hmm. That can't be bad. Should be a good thing. Apparently, Mike Eckler very excited about in-person recruiting. That does not surprise me. That's a guy who probably just would talk to a wall. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was trying to look up Ole Miss's recruiting class. They do have a pretty good kicker that signed in this class, so I don't know if that influenced that decision.
Oh, we got that. We got that kicker from Southern Cal who's really good.
Well, somebody was worried that means he's not that good if they're adding this guy.
Well, this guy's a punter, though.
Okay.
Well, I saw him list him as punter slash kicker.
Right, but I think we're after him for the punts.
Okay. Whatever.
Tennessee got some really, really big basketball news after we signed off the show on Friday.
Yep.
Local legend, a hero. Then he gets to throw out the first pitch on Saturday. He's mm-hmm. tossing out free popcorn yesterday. Do we want to play that audio in the next segment?
I think so. I think we'll try and get it together.
Did you cheer we'll up a little bit? The hometown kid got a little dusty.
It did.
It got a little dusty.
It did.
I
was feeling
all the way through yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No, but I got it pulled up, so we'll be able to do that.
Yeah, we got to play that for the people. As if you didn't have enough reason to root for John Fulkerson, he back.
Welcome back to Three and Out, Monday edition of the program. So we head towards the orange and white game in football. Baseball team obviously having a great year. And basketball, I mean, it's been all good news recently as recruiting has been good.
Certainly good.
And, you know, the man, the myth, the legend. I mean, we all knew, or at least, I don't know if you're like me, some fans actually saw the video first without knowing which direction it was going to go and said early on they actually thought it might be him leaving.
No, yeah, he did like the Peyton Manning setup where it's like, thank everyone for my time here. It was a dream. We won't play it.
Yeah,
we got it, old Dave? Yeah, let's just play it. It's good stuff.
It seems like just yesterday that I was a little kid in Kingsport, Tennessee, developing a love for the game of basketball by watching UT teams led by guys like Wayne Chisholm, Skylar McBee, and Tyler Smith. Those guys grew up in Tennessee and worked hard enough to earn the opportunity to be a Vol. They were like heroes to me. They helped me to believe that maybe one day I could follow in their footsteps. Fast forward to today, and that kid in Kingsport is now a man who looks back on the 5 incredible years that I was blessed to try to be a role model for the next generation of dreamers. I still sometimes ask myself if this has all been real. Am I really a Tennessee volunteer? God is great. He blessed me with the opportunity to play for a legendary coach alongside some legendary players and contribute to some unforgettable wins. I've gained a couple dozen lifelong brothers. I've developed a network of friends and mentors that I cherish. And I've learned lessons that I'll apply to the rest of my life. I've tried my hardest to do it all the right way, day in and day out. I understand who and what I represent, and I've never taken that lightly. Playing big-time college basketball comes with a pressure that's hard to describe. I know I haven't been perfect. I hope I've made people proud and haven't let anyone down. Imagine if I could go back in time and talk with that young version of myself back in Kingsport. Would he believe the things he grew up to experience? What would he think of these last few years? What would he think about the last time I walked off the court in Nashville?
Big concern for Fulkerson down the road, the impact this has on his ability to return.
What would he think if I told him I had the chance to do it all one more time, to walk off the court on my terms? I think I know what he'd want me to do, and I'm not about to let him down. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. My path still points to Rocky Top. This opportunity is too special to walk away from. Vol Nation, I'm back. Beautiful morning, yeah, the summer morning, babe. Nothing in the water,
Big get, man. Big get for Rick Barnes. And this, you know, I was thinking about it. Obviously, this past season, John Folkerson did not have the season he wanted, right? He did not have the type of performance that we expected him to have.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had lost Folkerson, Pons, that makes it that much tougher on Huntley Hatfield, Adu. At least now they've got somebody who, I mean, let's be realistic. Like, they may take his job, but I think John Folkerson is the type of player who is going to mentor the young big men in a way that maybe they wouldn't have gotten, you know, if he doesn't come back. So for their development, I think that's huge. And I get it. Some people are, oh, do we even really want him to come back? We got all these. I think you wanted him back, not necessarily because he's going to be your starter the entire season and average 35 minutes a game, but he might need to be. And worst case scenario, you know, for Folkerson, he loses his spot to one of these two guys, but he's there to coach, mentor, and make them better. I think that is a huge bit of news for Tennessee basketball that dropped Friday after our show. And there's a really good article on GoVols 24/7 that basically, I mean, he admitted the Omar Payne elbow and him not remembering his last game is why he came back. He said before the season, he asked God to give him a sign if he was going to come back. His plan was to not come back. It was to explore professional opportunities. And he said when that happened, it felt like the sign. Like, hey, you did not get to fully compete in your last game. You do not remember the last time you walked off the court in a Tennessee uniform. You didn't get to support your team on the floor in the SEC championship, in the NCAA tournament. So, I mean, it's a strange way for it to all go down. And again, his face still looks like it's kind of swollen. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know, unfinished business was a term he uttered often this weekend when asked about his decision to return.
In an athletic department where, especially on the football field, there's been a lot of questions asked of the last regime and the players that were a part of it, I guess not understanding the magnitude of the opportunity that they're kind of blessed with to be able to don the orange and white. And we talked about that, I mean, really just at the quarterback position. Like, it never seemed like Jarrett Garantano and some of the other guys at times and other positions as well, like, understood that, you know,
it's not just another thing. It's not just another uniform. It's a really big deal.
Yeah, and it's a rare opportunity to make it to this level, and then it's a rare opportunity to be named the starter to get. I mean, John Folkerson could have, after his first injury, just kind of been kind of a bench warmer type for a while and not really said, well, you know, I got hurt. I'm not the same player anymore. I'm just going to kind of sit over here and cheer and go through the motions and, you know, have 4 years of watching the guys play and filling in here for a minute or two. But he didn't. I mean, he's been one of those guys that I feel like has put in extra time. He's developed into kind of a new player. I mean, this past season was kind of tough. He definitely had some, I don't know, had some issues with health throughout the season, and then obviously the ending was terrible from an injury standpoint. But I mean, last year, like, for stretches of entire ball games and of course at Rupp Arena, I mean, he was deadly. I mean, he was unguardable. And for him just to state how much he understands the magnitude of the position and the role and the opportunity, and even for guys that do get to play college sports for 3, 4, 5 years, I mean, even for those guys, like, it's gone quick. You know, I mean, even if you go on to a pro career, like, should enjoy every stage of life, no matter if you're a D1 athlete or quote unquote regular person.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I think we all have fondness for some portion of our college years minimum. And I mean, it's cool to see him acknowledge the magnitude and the opportunity to do that one more time. Especially with this team and the players coming in and to be a veteran presence, as you mentioned.
And I just think that type of attitude is so good to have on your team. And I'm not I'm not saying that Huntley Hatfield would come in and not have that same appreciation or anything like that, but to have a guy who, I mean, this will be his sixth year. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll have been through any and everything.
Yeah.
And just having that veteran presence on your team. Again, maybe he does play 35 minutes a game. Maybe he is your best option in the post. Or maybe one of these other guys takes his spot and he's just more of a rotational player. I just think having that type of attitude and leadership, because I think at this point now, I know he's not really the vote. I think at this point now, he has to be your team leader. He just has to be. And you don't always have to be the rah-rah guy to do that.
Yeah.
But I would imagine everyone on this team has a lot of respect for John Fulkerson. And the respect they have, even if he's not the kind of guy who, with his play and his words and his actions, kind of demands that respect, I think the way the current team respects him will spill over to the younger guys. And I just think that's a really good thing for this coming team. Because I think at this point he may know he's not going to be the, 25 points a night guy, but he still can just impact this team in a million other ways.
Yeah.
And all those are going to be positive. Has Pons officially declared? Yeah. Okay. Officially?
Pretty sure.
Did he sign with an agent? Is he going through the process and could still come back if he doesn't get drafted?
I thought he put a graphic out himself that he put out on social media.
Okay. Talking with somebody about that this weekend, what the official
it was like a goodbye message.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't know, the 37 will correct me quick if I'm wrong on that, I'm sure, but I'm pretty sure we had that already.
Okay, so just check.
Yep. But basketball team's taking shape. It was what, week and a half ago, we kind of weren't sure who the players were going to be on the team.
Yeah, I mean, I was confident in Rick Barnes, but now that you see what we do have, pretty optimistic about this basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on paper, I know we kind of did this last year, but with a full kind of normal offseason, now you've got three guys who you think can help you in the post. You got a true point guard, five-star guy, and then the other pieces kind of return. I mean, it's going to be on Barnes again, right? You got to find the best five. You got to find, the best starting lineup, your rotational players, so on and so forth. But I feel like we've got the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to stay healthy, and let's just see what happens. But it feels like Barnes can run what he wants to run with this group. And that's been, at least here, that's been the most successful, kind of situation for Barnes when he can do what he wants to do with, this type of roster.
Yeah.
So no excuses.
No excuses.
Unless they, come up. I'm just saying injuries or something. Kind of, never know. A little turn of loving on a
Mason-Dixon hat. It's my life. Welcome back. Three and out right here. Fan Run Radio.
You mentioned Tennessee had their second spring scrimmage on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Heupel was pleased. Said the defense made some strides. Said you'll like this, Nate. The front four were playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
Oh,
they were they were disruptive, and they got after the quarterbacks a little bit. He said there were tons of positives on both sides, but I want to mention that effort. Said the defense showing up a little bit. We also were very, very wrong about his first pitch on Friday. He one-hopped it.
Ooh.
One-hopped it.
Yeah.
He said it was an 0-2 count. He didn't want to give the hitter anything to swing
at.
Said he liked the ball placement there. I got him swinging. Overall, pretty good on the pitch performance. Little disappointed in the one-hopper.
Mm-hmm.
College quarterback throwing a one-hopper?
Okay, it's all right.
He did say the quarterbacks are making strides.
Mm-hmm.
He said they've come light years from where they were at the beginning of spring camp, which would make perfect sense considering it's a new install. Said as we finish this next week, they should be able to make another jump. I think they've got a chance to take huge strides in June and July before we get back into training camp. If you get away from it, sit back, watch the video of yourself actually doing it, then you've got a chance to make some huge strides. All of them have made some big-time plays down the field. They've taken care of the football for the most part, but it's a group that has got to continue to grow and push as we finish up this week of spring ball and as we compete at that position in June and July. Apparently they're running a little bit of everybody with the ones and the twos. So I guess there's no leader in the clubhouse at the quarterback position currently. He said he does not have any updates on Caden Salter or any of the other guys that are suspended. They are still currently suspended, and that's basically all he said.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of info on that front. Hey, what about
Walter? Yeah, that answer just feels like it's out of his hands right now.
Yeah.
Like, they just have to wait on
Jay Board, right?
Yeah. But a lot of people going to get their first look at Tennessee football Saturday. 4 o'clock orange and white game. SEC Network airing that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Surely, right?
I don't know.
There were so many this weekend. There were a bunch of them on SEC Network, the Plus stuff, like alternate channels. I don't know. I watch them all through the apps. So I don't know which is which on TV, but I don't know.
That makes two of us.
4 o'clock kickoff, though, and if you want to come hang out ahead of the game, there's going to be a meet and greet with OutKick and Fan Run at Old City Sports Bar, 106 South Central Street, from 12 to 3:30. So we'll have some of our guys around, you know, kind of off and on during that whole window.
SEC and Network then, Plus for viewing.
Okay.
Which?
Like, does that matter? I don't, like, is that in the TV package? Like, if you have SEC Network, you have SEC Network Plus? Or is that an app-only channel?
I think that's app-only for the Plus.
I believe so. I have it. I'm sorry to the people who don't, but yeah. If you don't have it, you could probably go to a local establishment
you
and they'll have it on
City
TV.
Sports Bar. There you go. From 12 to 3:30, hang out with us,
and then just hang there even longer for the game.
Yeah, game starts at 4:00, so yeah. So where make your plans. Getting, swing by.
Like, is this a wake? Like, what's the other thing that's going to be happening on the SEC Network during that time?
Probably another spring game.
That's what I'm assuming, but like.
Could be a baseball game,
it?
Too.
I think they'll go spring game, but it's like.
Well, Alabama, Georgia, LSU are all this weekend. Auburn was this weekend. So, I don't know. Look it up, I guess.
But that's the thing, though.
I'm on it.
Okay.
It's like probably like Arkansas or something. They're like, whoa, would they show Arkansas over Tennessee? And it's just like, well, I keep telling you, like, we're not that important anymore. Like, I don't understand why it's that hard to believe.
Not very kind.
I saved it for today instead of tomorrow.
That's fair. Let's see here. They are showing the Texas A&M maroon and white game at 2:00. But before and after that, it looks like it's just baseball. Number 1 Arkansas versus number 11 South Carolina baseball at 4:00. Now that's SEC Network Plus also. Is all this SEC Network? Okay. Number 18 Florida at Auburn baseball game, SEC Network at 2:00. So that'll be 2:00 to 4:00, and then they'll show the A&M Mississippi State softball game at 3:00, excuse me. So we got bumped for Texas A&M Mississippi State softball.
Hang the banner.
Those are two unranked teams. They did. Nope. This is so confusing. Then they're doing Georgia versus Missouri baseball at 5:00. So baseball and softball. So the only spring game on SEC Network this Saturday will be the Texas A&M. Sorry, it's very confusing. What's plus and what's not? Baseball and softball, Dave.
Okay.
No football made the cut for Saturday.
I'd like to go ahead and pour one out for Vol Facebook. They will not be watching the game. SEC Network Plus is probably too difficult for them to find.
Mm. Mm. Yes. Callum sends in, it is not a television channel. Mm. It is complimentary to the SEC network.
Yikes.
And you got to have a cable package.
But like I said, might have to do a Vol for Life this week. They're all... Once they find out that they can't watch it because of softball.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to want to go to the game, right?
Mm, that's true.
I mean, they're big on... I mean, it's free. It's been scheduled for a long time. You know, we didn't announce this.
It's their time to shine.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. What did Bama end up having? Like 47,000 at their A-Day game?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we thinking for Heupel's boys? We think we can get to... Can we get to five digits?
About 6,500. You know, I'm just kidding.
you think we can touch 10?
10? I don't know. It's weird right now because it's...
I know.
You know, it's not just...
What did Butch get to that one? Like 60-something?
Oh, well, they promoted the hell out of that.
Oh, thing. I know. I'm just saying.
I mean, usually with the first year of a new coach, it's like max. But not when it's, you know... Like if it was John Gruden, you know, the Jarrett Pruitt year...
Right. Right.
Probably been sold out. Or if it was, who would that have been this year? Like
the one guy we could have hired?
Peyton Manning this year. You know, okay. 102,000.
Yeah. Weather.
Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin. Well, yeah. How much would, how many would have been here if it was Lane Kiffin?
Oh, God. Oh, it'd been
70.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually.
as many as I let in there. Basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Weather currently for Saturday, not looking good, but they've been really bad about this. Currently, high of 62, showers and a thunderstorm. Chance of precipitation 60%. Man, it's gonna be chilly this week. Tomorrow looks good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. If it had been Kiffin,
it'd been crazy.
It'd have been a thing.
Yeah.
Because he'd have made it a thing.
Right. Of course.
And he's got that type of personality that, you know. Callum says, wouldn't imagine too many Vol for Lifers actually would want to go to the Orange and White game with people not wearing masks, not social distancing, doing mullet luges, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can wear their mask and be fine.
That wouldn't be an issue. I don't – the vibe I get from that group, the one thing they might be upset about is that they allow alcohol sales inside the stadium. That might be it at this point.
I'm assuming they are going to sell alcohol at the Orange and White game?
I don't know why they wouldn't.
It'd be foolish not to.
I mean, if they're trying to – recap some revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Recoup. I said recap. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know what you mean.
Rough morning. Yeah, if they're wanting to recoup from all the losses due to the pandemic, I would highly anticipate that alcohol sales would be happening. Or will be happening, if I want to be grammatically correct.
Mm. Got to pump these season tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm reading the release on the Orange and White game, and they do more about season tickets than anything.
Yeah, got to get them out there.
Got to. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Have we said what, you know, like Alabama said, no restrictions. They're going all out. Are we all out?
I heard that someone spoke to an individual at the ticket office and said that the next 100% capacity event on the campus of the University of Tennessee will be
Bowling Green.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also wonder, though, if that might change and maybe baseball gets to 100% before the end of the season. Well, I mean, they said they were going 25% to start the season, and they weren't going to back off of that. And then you said it looked like it was 2/3 full yesterday.
No, I got a source inside the ticket office said they were 75%. So they were allowed to go
75%. I'm just saying someone said it looked 2/3 full, and then you heard 75%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if we can't get that extra 25, you know.
Yeah.
In the coming weeks, maybe.
Yeah. Who knows?
Got to keep the numbers down. 30 days. Slow the spread. Flatten the curve. All that.
We'll come back with more. Final segment, hour two next. Baseball is back. Braves are back last night. Home run barrage at Wrigley Field. There's nothing like watching the game. Great weather, a cold drink, and a little action on it with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. If you've never bet on baseball, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel's letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You can still get $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same-game parlay bet falls one leg short. That way you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. It's FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook. The app's easy to use, and they get your money quick when you win. Always on promotions, boost specials. We love FanDuel. You will as well. And right now you can jump on all the baseball action. Baseball's great because it just comes fast and furious. I mean, there's games all the time. I think the Braves are off, but then back in action. And last night was crazy. But there were four hits, I think, in the first inning, all of which were home runs. And there was like two walks. So it was like a six-run first, if I remember correctly. And that was pretty fun to watch, and always fun to bet on your favorite teams in Major League Baseball. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up with promo code 3OUT. That's 3OUT to get in on the action. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code 3OUT. We've enjoyed betting all the sports with the FanDuel Sportsbook app, and you will too.
It's so easy.
It is.
It's great.
It's great. 21, it must be 21 and older. Must be 21
or older.
And present Tennessee. First online.
Must be older than 20.
Right. Real money wager only for risk free bet. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
Davey, are you going to have gambling picks for the people in the depot?
I have one. I don't like the NBA slate so much so far. There's one game I'm going to likely bet, but I'm still waiting for injury news on that front. This weekend was some good, some bad. So,
well, I didn't mean to spoil the depot.
No, you're fine. I haven't given any picks. I was just saying, like,
some good, some bad.
Yeah, we've just been hovering right around a profit margin. Just not great, not bad. So I don't know, but I'll get more into that in the depot.
Yeah, what are we doing for the depot? You said no movie review
stories
today?
Yeah,
no, headline.
I just thought I'd switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
I know some people like the movie reviews and some people like headlines, so it's like, you know what?
Mix it up.
Mix it
Give
up.
Give the people what they want.
Who knows? A movie review might get thrown in there. I can't make any promises. I just don't know how it's going to go.
Impromptu movie review.
It's just
how
it happens.
That would be something right there. Whew. Stay tuned for all the action.
I didn't need to find a fact.
We gonna learn anything at the orange and white game?
No.
No?
Well, we'll learn how fast that offense really is gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd say whatever we see on Saturday, it'll be that fast or faster by the time the season gets here. Probably see what quarterbacks can spin it a little bit. Get to see Hendon Hooker for the first time. I think that's good. Some of these young players that maybe are going to get an opportunity after being, you know, coached for the first time,
mm-hmm,
could be good. So I think you'll learn something. Probably some things will be frustrating. Others get people excited.
Yeah.
Did you see that guy who allegedly got punched by Aaron Donald?
Mm-hmm.
And did you see that his attorney is now apologizing to Aaron Donald because it was not Aaron Donald that hit him?
Oh, no. Case of mistaken identity?
Apparently, mm-hmm, Aaron tried to help the guy.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, who punched him?
Some other guy. Yeah.
Did this guy not know that it wasn't Aaron Donald because he just got hit, like, kind of from the side or the back out of nowhere? He just didn't know who hit him, so he just assumed it was Aaron Donald? Or?
Well, when in doubt, accuse someone with a lot of money.
That's a good point.
Donald's attorney told ESPN on Friday morning that Spriggs swung a bottle at Donald that grazed his head as he ducked. Whoa. Before other people surrounding Donald stepped in. This is the attorney speaking now. As he ducks, somebody from behind grabs him to stop him from interacting with this guy, so he holds Aaron back. At that point, that's when other people came to Aaron's aid and defended him by removing, so to speak, Mr. Spriggs from the area where he is punched and he is fighting. It's a mutual fight at this point between other individuals who Aaron does not really know. And then this says that Aaron actually runs over to Spriggs to aid him, starts pulling people off of him. He gets two or three people off of Spriggs. At this time, someone grabbed Aaron and said, "This is not a good situation. Let's get the heck out of here." So it was not Aaron Donald that threw the punch. Mm. As you said, he should have known because he's still alive. Although his eye did look pretty swollen. Yeah, yeah, pretty bad. So is Mac Jones going three now? Is that like a done deal?
I don't know. That's right around the corner too, right? It's going to be orange and white weekend this weekend and NFL draft weekend the next weekend.
All right, you're GM right now. Justin Fields, Mac Jones.
Justin Fields.
Depends on... I think it depends on my offense.
Fair enough.
If we want to just stand there and throw it, Mac Jones. We want to be a little more versatile, Justin Fields. Although he can throw it really well, too.
Yeah. I mean, they both kind of have the same issue. I've heard a lot of people saying, oh, well, Ryan Day's system makes quarterbacks look amazing. Like, look at Dwayne Haskins. You know, he was a baller at Ohio State.
The same concern for both those.
I don't think either one of them will be successful in the NFL.
Really?
But I would take Justin Fields over Mac Jones right now.
Just because of his versatility?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think either one of them will be successful?
Hmm. Might have like an RG. Well, I won't even go that far because, I mean, he was like, what, rookie of the year? But I think they might have like a year or two where things look promising, but then I think it'll ultimately come crashing down. It's weird. I mean, there's not a lot of quarterbacks that pan out that go really early in the draft whenever you look at it compared. Like, I mean, we're talking about five quarterbacks going early. And mm-hmm. So how often does so many, like, we'll even say just two of them in a draft class turn out to be great? So if we got five going early, I mean, just statistically speaking, they're not going to be.
I mean, yeah, they're obviously going to be going to mostly bad teams, especially the top three or four. I mean, are they thinking the first four? Who's at four? Falcons? Are the Falcons at four?
No. I thought they're. It's Cincinnati, I think.
Okay, that's right. And they're thinking they might go Pitts.
Falcons are four.
Oh, the Falcons are at four?
Or Cincy at five?
Five.
Oh.
So the question is, do the Falcons go Pitts or do they go someone else?
All the mock drafts I've seen have the Falcons trading back. That's why I didn't think they were at four.
Okay.
That if was I'm the Falcons, that's what I would do.
Go get Pitts?
No, just trade back.
Mm. Apparently they're enamored with Pitts. Apparently everyone's enamored with Pitts, which I mean, totally understand.
It's like a unicorn, so...
The Falcons trade back. Surely they're going to be trading to somebody for
a quarterback.
Uh-oh, it looks like they need a quarterback.
I mean, their quarterback would be sitting for probably 2 or 3 years if they draft a quarterback.
I've heard the Patriots might be an option to trade up to that spot.
Yep.
Get a quarterback.
They don't have enough capital to go up to four, but I could see them taking one at 15. That doesn't surprise me at all if they were to do that.
Charlie Campbell has it, Lawrence, Wilson, Fields.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I do have money on Fields to be the third quarterback taken.
And then the Falcons taking Pitts.
Boy. Matt Ryan.
Full disclosure.
That would give Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Kyle Pitts. And who's their running back right now? Aren't they really good at running back, too?
No, it's Todd Gurley.
Don't they have someone else, though?
Nobody that's standing out.
Okay.
You think this, I don't know.
Maybe a good little safety net pick for Mike Davis?
From the Panthers?
No, he's a journeyman.
I mean, I'm just looking at this is ESPN's depth chart for the Falcons. Running back, they have Mike Davis, Cordarrelle Patterson, Quadri Allison, and Tony Brooks-James.
Yeah, so no one.
That's a really bad running back group.
Brian Hill maybe still? Yeah, they're terrible.
Okay. They do have Hayden Hurst and Lee Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Get Pitts there, run a little too tight set. Matt Ryan's arm's getting a little weak. short throws. Good stuff.